You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping From the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. It's your boy T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. We Talk Radio Network. Listen, up next we have Mr. Calvin Kosher live here on the Cave Radio Show. So y'all don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with this incredible interview right here on the Cave Radio Show with your host T Smiley. Yeah.
Georgia. Georgia, Georgia.
We on this grind,
Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
Country slang, fiends at the liquor store. Black cruising, crap shooting, 50 on the 10 of 4. Overcast, a forecast, shows clouds from plenty drove. And we ready for war in the state of
Georgia.
Yeah, dirty words, dirty birds, it's mean in this dirty south. You ever disrespect it, and we'll clean out your dirty mouth. Bulldog clocking, these lookout boys is talking. You gotta be brave in the state of I got five Georgia homes where I rest my Georgia bones. Come anywhere on my land and I'll aim at your Georgia dome. If you get in an altercation, just hop on your mobile phone and tell somebody you need help in the middle of
Georgia.
We some ATL thrashers, scope your pumpkin and smash ya. We'll come through your hood worse than a tsunami disaster. Don't know who they gonna get or who them robbers gonna hit. That's why I keep my Georgia tech in the state of
Georgia.
Georgia. All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. We on the grind,
Georgia.
All the time, it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with
you. I'm from the home of that bone, black eyed peas, turn up in collard green sweet. The church and other corn, dirtier than Bob Marley's CP. DA, the peach state, where we stay. My small city's called Albany. Pecan country like catfish with grits, candy yams and chitlins, grams homemade baked biscuits, the land of classic for caprices and Impala super sports ingredients in this peach cobbler called
Georgia.
I love the women out in L.A.
and the shopping stores in New York.
The beaches are M.I.A. but they ain't nothing like that G.A.
Red clay.
Look on your mouth, we're right above Florida, next to Bama, under the Carolinas and Tennessee, you'll see
Georgia.
We're glad it's night to the midnight train, the birthplace of Martin Luther King. We're ass so plump and hit first dick. We're lat trucks sitting on 26s. Know where you're going or you'll be lost. Found in these plum trees in the south. These choppers are tomahawk your top down here in
Georgia.
We on the grind,
Georgia.
All this time it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you. We on the grind,
Georgia.
All this time it ain't nothing on my mind, but
Georgia.
We ain't playing with you.
Now I was born in the belly at the bottom of the map. With the wet paint to sit on Berettas and the chrome on the Chevy when I'm stopping in the trap. Country's head, they some warriors, so some spray things take to Florida. Looking for me, boy, you find me. Now the door, the kind of small city called Auburn and Joe. Just where they used to call us some mama, some naughty doc and a grandma. Watch your mouth, let you out for some manna. Bunch of hustlers, one on every corner, like the Whopper House in Atlanta. R.I.P. camouflage out in Savannah. Now you might come for vacation, leave on probation. Home in the strip club, known for the thick gloves. With the tricks, put tips in the dip girl. Put a thick chick in the thong with a big butt. Wanna get love, won't be cheap, don't wanna like P3. Make a chick take it off like freak me dying.
Georgia.
When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is. Your folks speak cotton here, that's why we call it the field. I got a Chevrolet on 26th. I'm from GA.
Georgia, Georgia, Georgia,
Georgia.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right, that's right. It's your boy T Smiley, and we are back. We are back live here on the Cave Radio Show, holding it down. Listen, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. The sun is shining. Even if it's cloudy somewhere, the sun is still shining. Listen, I am so excited to be here today. Just excited, man. Just excited about being here. Listen, we have an incredible guest that is with us here today by the name of Mr. Kevin Kosha. And this young man is from the Houston area, born in 95. So he's a young man doing big things. I'm excited that he's with us. He's a recording artist, singer, songwriter, actor, entrepreneur, influencer, graduated from Prairie View A&M University. He's represented by Artist Archery Talent Agency. I'm sorry. Listen, I want to bring him right on in and get this thing going. So without any further ado, Mr. Calvin, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, nothing more, nothing less. It's good.
That's what's up. How you doing this morning, man? I'm excited to have you on the show today. You are a part of the Cave Men, right here on Cave Radio Show with T Smiley. Glad to have you on, sir.
Man, I appreciate it. I feel like a caveman. I ain't got my hair cut yet, though.
Hey, listen. Speaking of, man, I not too long. I got up earlier this morning, man, and went to the barbershop. You know, I had to get a little fresh, a little cut, man. Got a couple things going on this weekend, so I wanted to be a little fresh, you know what I mean? But, yeah, definitely a caveman. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you for having me. Shout out to the Upward Artistry Talent Agency. I know you're trying to pull that one now, but Upward Artistry Talent Agency.
Yeah.
Shout out to my agent, Chris Poole Dorsey, doing a thing, representing us folks, us melanated people out here that's on the grind trying to do what we do. She's really good at what she does, and it's a lot of love, admiration, and respect goes to her, man. So yeah,
that's what's up. Well, listen, I want to keep this going. You just talked a little bit about that. Let's give us your story, man. Let the listeners know, like, you know, where it all started. Tell us your story. Give us from the
how
you want to start, from the beginning to the present.
Yeah, man. Without saying too much to bore people. Young kid from Independent Tights, was known as Studiowood, Texas. It was the first city incorporated by blacks in Texas, so I'm proud about that. I grew up performing in elementary school and church and choirs and talent shows, man. As a young kid, started singing somewhere around maybe 5 years old. I knew I always wanted to be an entertainer because of Michael Jackson, and I wanted to be in the NBA, but I realized that wasn't going to happen around the time of high school, so... You know, I just decided I was going to stick to crooning. And, I was raised up with a lot of love in my family. So shout out to my family for always pouring love into my life and always having big expectations for me. Went through high school, man, eventually joined an entertainment and films company. You know, gigging out there in New Orleans, and went through college. Here I am now, 4 years later, after college, after having released my own music independently, and rocking and rolling.
That's what's up, man. Now, you said you were singing and performing in churches and stuff like that. Did you play any instruments or anything? I know singing is, you know, definitely.
I would love to be fluent in these instruments, man. When I was a kid, my little brothers tore up just about every instrument I got. I was the youngest of four. My mom had, man, I had piano, guitar, and drums. Yeah, Papa Jackie would buy me guitars over and over again, and my little brother took the string off of it. Yeah, so, you know, I'm working on it. Yeah.
That's what's up. One thing you mentioned, you said you was watching, you know, grew up watching people, and you said my number one, you said Michael Jackson, man, and everybody on the K, matter of fact, everybody on here, We Talk Radio Network know I pull some Michael Jackson music, so anytime I'm playing Mike, you know what I'm saying, we doing something right, feeling good.
Yeah.
It's between Michael Jackson and Prince. I got a couple things, yeah. Kind of got a couple songs with Prince too, so you know that's always legendary, bro. Yeah, legendary, bro. Legendary. You can't go wrong with a Prince or Michael Jackson. I don't even care. It don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. So, what is the driving force to make, you know, to, that made you want to become an entrepreneur and, you know, a singer and, you know, just getting out there? Mm-hmm. What was the actual, like, what was the, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get heard a lot of no. Some people get told a lot of, you know, oh, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to make it, this and that. What was that driving force for you?
Man, well, you know what? A lot of times I hear these stories, these incredible stories of some of the greatest and most famous people in the world today, and they have these stories. It's like folks put them down, told them they weren't going to be nothing and everything. And, you know, I'm a little bummed that I don't have that kind of story. But in a good way, dude, everybody always told me I was going to be great. And that also applies a different kind of pressure, because when you're young and literally everybody in your family believes that you're the one who's going to make it and be great, and everybody at school and in church, like, they have these big expectations for you, saying that you're going to be great and you're going to make it. It's like you kind of got to prove them right, or else.
Right.
What, you're a failure? You know what I'm saying? What, man? So that's my main driving force. Seeing my family struggle, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in the hood, and we ain't had no silver spoons, you know what I mean?
No, that's right.
But my family worked hard, bust their butt together to provide for all of us, man. And I just want to see... I want to be able to see a return on investment for our life, dude. Just all of the dreams that didn't come into fruition for my family, and they looking at me, I'm the kid with big dreams. Like, that's my driving force, wanting to make them proud. You know what I'm saying? Wanting to be like Mike.
Yes, sir.
Just pull through. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And so, like you said, you're a young man. One thing I want to commend you on is, you know, being able to be, you know, up and actually collaborating with people that's I call them legends, because, you know, you've worked with, you know, Frankie Beverly and Maze, you worked with Anthony Hamilton. What was it like working with those different artists, and you know, what kind of experience and what kind of things did you get out of working, you know, with them, and kind of implement, put into your own.
Man, I really appreciate you saying working with them, because you know what, I didn't think of this, my encounter with them, I didn't think of it as working with them. But for those who don't know, I recently opened one of the biggest shows in the South, which was the Gulf Coast Comedy Fest, with Frankie Beverly and Maze, Anthony Hamilton, K. Michelle. Shout out to my manager, Tony Patton, with the Doo-Wop Agency, who's been doing this thing for a very long time. But you know what? I guess I did work with them in that regard. Then I opened the show, and I had the most incredible experience to be able to sing for sing for those gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Hamilton, he opened his arms and just said, man, go ahead, sing. You know, I could do it. And I got to sing for Frankie Beverly. Man, God, dog. Like, that's crazy. For him to shake my hand, like, you know, see that big smile light up on his face, hear me sing. Like, that's crazy, you know? That's awesome experience.
That's what's up, man. Yes, sir. And you know what? It's awesome that, you know, you're so humble to the point where, you know, you know people see that, you know what I'm saying? And that, like you said, they open their arms to you and, you know, supported you and, you know, and you're and opening up for them, man. That's awesome, man. You started out and, you know, now you had an opportunity to work with these people, man. It's great. For the ones that don't know, you have a wine out too as well. Let's talk about that. Honey, what is it called? Honey Water Moscato?
Honey Water Moscato, yes, sir.
That sounds great. That sounds good. I'm about to get a box.
It tastes even better, dog. Shout out to Signature Sips, who I'm in partnership with, who crafts Honey Water Moscato. Much love to them. I often tell people, look, imagine honey, water, and gold had a baby. That's what you're drinking. It's heaven's nectar, man. It's when people drink it, the main thing I hear them say immediately is it's smooth. And that means it's not too sweet. Ain't got like no after bite. It's right on time. So
man, listen, we're gonna have to get a bottle of that Honey Water Moscato over here on the K Radio Show. Miss Kia D, the founder, we are actually getting married next year, and so I would definitely love to have a bottle of that, man. So I'm excited.
Congratulations.
What made you go into the? Yes, sir. What made you go into the wine industry? What made you, you know, decide, hey, I want to make a drink. What made you do that?
Well, when I was a kid, I remember my great-grandmother, who's still living with us today, I remember she had this old wine bottle on one of her cabinets. And I used to always ask if I could have some. And she would tell me, you can't have any right now, but one day we may get to open the bottle. And, you know, now as a young adult, I thought that, I would be 40, 50 before I come out with a wine. I thought that was like a super grown folk kind of thing, you know, for image. But what happened was a good friend of mine, Jasmine Simmons, she reached out to me like, hey, these people, they're looking for brand ambassadors for their beverage brand, the company. And, you know, I said, let's do it. Because COVID had people in the house and people trying to figure out ways to keep their business going. So Signature Sips needed brand ambassadors. So Miss Hope Foster, reach out to her like, you know, what's up, let's do it. And I started to become a brand ambassador for her mojitos. And I would make these videos. And I would talk in a British accent like this. And people would just get a real kick out of it because, you know, they didn't know if it was really my voice, if I really communicated like that, or if I was just, you know, if I was just playing. And at the end of the day, it sold bottles. People really wanted to try the mojitos. So, you know, that's what I did. Just one day, bro, she was like, Kevin, you've been down for a while, man, and it's your turn. It's your turn to have your brand. So we went through the whole process, and, you know, I dug into my bag of family nostalgia and just, you know, I drink real hot water and honey on, like, often. That's my favorite thing to drink, you know. So we turned it into something.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. That's an awesome story, man. That's incredible. And then that accent, bro, that's how you got them. That's what's up, man. I wish I could do it. Look, if I could do an accent, man, that's great. That's great. Hot water and honey, man, that's – I'm going to have to try that. Yeah, that's – especially right now, man. It's cold down here in Texas, man. So, you know,
yeah,
try a different drink. Question. So, if you didn't turn out to be a musician, what would you be doing? Yeah, what would you be doing if you wasn't doing music?
I would definitely be going hard on acting. Shout out to Chris Styler Dorsey with the Upward Artistry Talent Agency, because I'm getting more acting gigs. But let's say I wasn't in the entertainment field, period. I would be trying to travel the world, man. I would be like an explorer. I love watching those shows where people like going around the world, going to Egypt and going to the islands. And, you know, I guess that's why I'm good at that accent, dog. Because you know, if you used to watch the Discovery Channel, you know, the way they talk about animals and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got that accent. You know, I guess it kind of embedded in me for a while. But I would be doing that, bro. I would be trying to travel the world, immersing myself in different cultures, learning, just looking at the beautiful creation that Yahweh created, man, and trying to find him in everything. And, yeah, man, I love animals. So I've thought about doing zoology at one point, you know what I'm saying? Just like, what if I was a zoologist, right? I get to interact with big cats and this, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's what I would do.
That's what's up. Another question. What's one of the most important things that you want people to, you know about you and, you know about the things that you have going on?
Most important thing to know about me. Man, I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and, you know, I'm going to keep striving to be successful in whatever it is that I'm doing, but just know that my vision, it's not really about me,
right.
You know, it's not really about me, and that's a lesson that I had to learn as a kid. I remember my mama telling me that one day. We were in the car, and I had my brothers, and somebody made a comment or something, and I must have said something, or maybe I seemed like I was hating. I don't know. But I remember my mama, she got upset, and she just said, "Calvin, it's not always about you." You know, and now I understand it's about how you impact the people around you. You know, you ain't always going to get it right, but you got to keep living. So just know that I have vision, and I have a plan to be successful and be great. And if you want to support me in what I'm doing, then know that it's all love and appreciation, you know. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's good. Now, I know you talked about your grandma, you talked about your mom a little bit, but I'm big on, you know, talking about, you know, especially, you know, parents, mothers, especially, you know, they have a special place in our hearts because, you know, they are our moms. You know, my mom actually passed away about 6 years ago, but she was always encouraging me to do, you know, do the right thing and, you know, don't quit, don't give up. What are some of the things that your mom kind of instilled in you, you know, going through the changes and, you know, getting your songs and stuff out there, like what were some of the things that she, you know, positive things that she taught you or told you or whatever?
Well, I tell you what, you know how, okay, I'm a young kid, but I got a lot of soul.
And
I know a lot of soulful artists. The greatest music of all time that I'd ever learned, it began with my mom, not my grandparents. Or whatnot, like there was more. You was gonna get more of the church music for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom, bro, her and my dad, they used to have this this big black CD case. I don't know if you remember that CD case you opened up and you flipped
the
pages.
Yeah, that thick one.
And
that,
it's
yeah,
full of
CDs. Yeah, yeah.
Man, so the classic soul ballads, the F actions, you feel me, and just these classic CDs, whether it was Thriller or Luther Vandross, whatever, man, she had a plethora of CDs, and we were riding around in that Caprice and in that Suburban we had, and we would just jam music as kids. We listened to everything she listened to, we listened to. So she instilled, like, really good music within me as a young kid, man. And my mama, you know, she was young. She was a young parent. So we practically grew up together in a way, and I really appreciate her because my mama ain't never made us feel like she ain't love us. My dad, he might not have done everything right in his life, but he never made us feel like he didn't want us. And, you know, they were just always there, man, in their own way. And it's just, you know, that's big for a kid
coming up
in life, bro. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. I love it. Let's talk about your debut album, Pressure. Let's talk about that. It brings the fusion of sexy R&B, hip hop, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that, man.
man, you know what? My music, bro. If I could describe it,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's like a honey butter biscuit, you know, with honey glaze on top of it. It's smooth, warm,
yes, sir.
With crispy edges, you know, because I get a little rough, I get dirty. A bowl of fruits and vegetables, because it's good for you. You know, it's nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to believe that my music is good for you. And a glass of honey water Moscato, dog. Because, you know, I do have class as well. So when you listen to that album, Pressure, you're gonna get notes of, like, well, it starts off, the intro, Pressure, is inspired by Michael Jackson's I Like the Way, you know, I like the way you're holding me. So the way he opens it up is like, this is the five, the tempo, and the melody. You know, I do the same thing with Pressure.
Nice.
So when you go through there, you're going to get different flavors from, you know, classic R&B, hip-hop, got some Afro beats in there, and yeah, man, some sexy R&B going towards the end. You know, some world music, you know, with Hold On. And, yeah, man, just you'll enjoy the different lanes and avenues I take. Shout out to some of the features I've had on there, but Jazz Anderson and Marco and Gloria Prince, you know. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Listen, one thing you said was class, and I was looking at a couple of pictures, man, and I was like, this brother can dress right here. I was like, man, I need to get my suit game and hat game and all that on point, man. This joke can dress right here, man. So that's what's up. That's what's up, man. I was very intrigued on that. That was nice.
Thank you. You know what? I can get that to my grandmother when I was a kid, bro. Like, we were big on the suit game. Steve Harvey suits, like, I wore them. Like, yeah. So I get that one to her, you know. I tell people,
yeah,
like, man, can you help me with my wardrobe? And I just say, man, wear a suit. Dudes, advice, wear a suit. If you wear a suit, you will get compliments, hands down. Wear a suit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the advice we're putting out today on the Cave Radio Show, right here on the Cave Radio Show, all the fellas, this is the fellas show. So if y'all want to, you know, y'all want to dress to impress, put on that suit, put on the suit, put on the suit, put on the suit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let me ask you something. We talked about, I'm giving you, ask you questions about your album, ask you questions about your family. Let's talk sports, man. What's your favorite team?
So to be honest, bro, I don't,
whatever.
Yeah, basketball is my favorite sport. But you know, man, ever since Kobe left, I haven't indulged in basketball like that, man. I can watch this stuff and not know who the majority of them cats are, except for the legends we do really know, you know. But
right.
Man, I'm not big on sports anymore. When it hits the height of everything, you know, I'm tuning in to the big games and what have you. But,
right. You
know, man, I'm indulging myself in the music and acting and just everything going on around me, bro. So it's kind of hard for me to keep up with sports like that. But shout out to my Houston Rockets. Shout out to the Houston Texans. I know, man, I beat the best, but. You know, it's my home team, man.
You gotta support the home team. Yes, sir. You gotta support the. Yeah, man. You gotta support the home team. I feel you. I understand that. Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. I'm rocking with, of course, the home team of Dallas. You know what I mean? We got whooped last weekend, man. So we trying to come off that, big defeat. What is your bucket list? What's on your bucket list, man? Something you haven't done, something you want to do, something you in process of doing. What's on your bucket list, sir?
To travel each and every part of the world, and I have never left the country. I've not left the country yet. Got my passport recently, but I wanna travel the world, dog, because you know what? There's a lot to do. And, you know, I think if you focus on the many specifics of everything, then it's like you could, man, some you might be disappointed sometime to find that you can't do some things. But in a nutshell, I want to travel the world, bro. And, you know, before it's all said and done, hopefully I've been able to have a family. And all those little things I wanted to accomplish, like having a Grammy, Oscars, and those typical things that every artist and actor wants to achieve, you know. All of that stuff is like, we already know about that. But, man, I want to explore. I want to travel. Yeah, I want to reach lives all over the world.
That's what's up. If you could sit down with anybody to have lunch, who would it be, living or non-living? Who would it be?
Ooh, non-living, I would sit down with Moses from the Bible.
Nice. That's the first.
I would ask him, you know, what was it like learning the name Yahweh, the burning bush, and then having to go back to Pharaoh, the mightiest man in the world at that time, talking about he was going to free some children of Israel. What was it like, you know, having the power, having a rod in his hand, that when he did certain things with that rod, Yahweh proved that he existed by becoming whatever he willed to be. Like, what was it like being the man who had the master plan, you know, and could lead the children of Israel out of bondage? And then what was it like being able to do that and seeing everybody, like, turn their backs and do it wrong? You know what I'm saying? That's really important to me. I would sit down and have lunch with him. And then I would sit down and have lunch with Yahshua to ask him, man, what was it like to walk this earth plane being the true son of the only living Elohim, and everybody spitting in your face despite the signs and wonders you're doing. Like, you're the one that everybody's been waiting on and hearing about, and the world's looking for this hero. They're looking for this savior, but, you know, they spit in your face. I would also sit down with Sam Cooke, too. I think he's just a cool dude, man. I would have sit down.
Yeah,
I think that'd
yeah,
be cool. Singing his ass lunch meeting. But now, living Minister Louis Farrakhan, Will Smith, President Barack Obama, I want to sit down with them.
Definitely
Louis Farrakhan.
That's what's up, man. That's a good one, man. Listen, I've asked a couple of people that same question, and you know they will tell me different people, man. But no, that's this Moses first, bro. That's the first. That's the first.
Yeah, well,
I love it. I love it. Yes, sir.
I love Moses, that, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Messiah said to do. Said to go back to Moses. If you want to understand anything about him, I know everybody, you know, got their own religion, spirituality, or whatever. But I grew up in a Christian household, and what I learned over time, Yahweh revealed, said, go back to Moses. If you want to understand anything that Bible about this Messiah and all his ABC 1-3, you have to go back to Moses and all the prophets. And if you go back to Moses, you'll begin to learn that there's a divine purpose, pattern, and plan that the Creator set in place. And Moses was the one that he revealed that to and put in charge to begin to carry out that plan. So when we look at the things that's going on in the world today, we try to associate, COVID and this and that type of stuff was happening back there in Egypt with all of the plagues and ABC was agreed. Well, you understand, if you could go back to Moses and just pay attention to what was going on, you see that everything that happened there, it began to happen again when the Messiah came through the loins of the Virgin Mary, ABC 1-3. So I just think it would be cool to go and sit with Moses, man. Yeah.
That's what's up. Cool, man. Cool. That's awesome, man. I love it. You gave me something to think about. You gave me something to go back and read up on, man, and get an understanding. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I appreciate that. If you could be a superhero, which one would you be? And what superpowers would you have? I know. I know some people say, I want to be Superman, Invincible. I want to be Batman. It don't even matter who you want to be. What superhero would you be?
Man, you know what? I think about that a lot. I've been asked that question a lot, I'd say. And I'm always wondering, man, which superpower is the best? Like, should I be invisible? Like, people can't see me or whatever it is. But you know what, bro? Think about this, right? Mm-hmm. Yahshua walked the earth. And he performed all these signs and wonders, right? He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, raised man from the dead. He even saved man from being possessed by demons. There's a part in the Bible where he meets these demon-possessed men, and they recognize him, and he sends them off, the demons off into the pigs, the herd of pigs. And he saved the man from being demon-possessed. Do you know what the people did? You know what they did when they heard about that? They asked him to leave.
Well,
they asked him to leave. They didn't say, thank you. They didn't say, oh, please save me from being demon-possessed. They didn't say, thank you for being a hero. They said, will you please leave our region? Get out. Go. We do not want you here. So you know what? I don't want to be no damn superhero. We don't need no more superheroes. Look, we have plenty of superheroes that people are not. You know, when I was Michael Jackson was my superhero because he was just the greatest entertainer to me, and I wanted to be like Mike. Lil Wayne said it in an interview some years ago. He said, "Man, we don't have no more superheroes." And you know what? It ain't people flying around with capes, man. You got folks. Sean King. You know who my hero is right now? Colin Kaepernick, my frat brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Making noise the way he's doing and representing. They're my superheroes, dog. I just want to be the best version of myself. I don't need no cape. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to shoot spider webs out of my wrist. I just want to be the best version of myself and impact the lives of the world in the best way that I can. That's it, dog.
That's what's up. And that's the best superhero you could be. Be yourself. You know, it's only one of you, so, you know, why not? You know what I mean? I feel you on that. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to, man, like, you know, any give a shout-out, you want to give a shout-out, Let us know, you know, your next move, your next plan, and let the people know where they can follow you and reach you and, you know, get your music and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, first, giving honor to Yahweh, who is the rewarder of my gifts. Shout out to my family, my mom, you know, my dad, stepfather and my father, my grandmothers, who I still have with me, grandmother, great-grandmother. Man, shout out to my friends, my mentors. Shout out to W. Anthony Patton, who's my manager, frat brother and mentor. It's big in my life, man. I think we need more mentors.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody who's supporting me, dog. Like, wanting to support and buy the wine, you know what I'm saying? And who show up to my events when we have an event. Shout out to my haters. Shout out to my haters who doing their thing,
yeah.
And I don't even know about it. You know what I'm saying? Who,
yeah.
Shout out to the people that ain't clapping for me and they speaking down in my name. You know, shout out to y'all too. But
we need them.
Yeah, real talk. Shout out to the Upward Artistry Talent Agency. Shout out to my frat brother Billy Sorrells. He's kind of new in my life, man. Billy Sorrells, he's an incredible comedian and father. He's known from being on Wildin' Out. And he's a good actor, man. But I've been working with Billy for some months now in a group of creators working on his album and his project called Lonely at the Top. And I've been able to see and have some of the most fun with this guy and folks around him, man. And I'm learning a lot from him. He's a good dude, very talented, and, you know, just somebody else to look up to, bro. So shout out to Billy Sorrells. And, yeah, man, shout out to you. Shout out to We Talk Radio, shout out to the Cave. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you don't mind, let the listeners know where they can reach you, follow you, and also where they can purchase the Honey Water Moscato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So for everybody listening, you can reach out to me and follow me on all social media platforms at Calvin Kosha, KalvinKosha. You can follow my page, Kosha Wines, KOSHA Wines. There's going to be a link there that'll go to my website, calvinkosha.com, in the shop page where you can reserve your bottle or bottles, whatever. You can DM me at any time. Just ask me how to get it. Shout out to the handful of people who literally bought my bottles yesterday, man, just from seeing stuff that posted. Yeah, man, shout out to people. Shout out to Signature Sips, who's doing their thing, crafting beverages. And, yeah, man, y'all can stay on the lookout for new music and new ventures coming up.
That's what's up. Listen, I want to read. We had a listener send us a message, and I wanted to read this message to you. It says, "I love you." It says, "I love your music, and will continue to support you. Thank you for doing this interview. I feel like I have learned so much about you, and now I love you more." And this is from Savannah in Napa, Florida. From Naples, Florida. Yes, sir. So listen, man, they out there, they listening, they tuned in, they loving everything you got going on, man, and you definitely have the support of our listeners right here on We Talk Radio, with the Cave Radio Show, man. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Savannah.
So
I appreciate that. That's crazy. That happen before. Okay, I appreciate that. Boy. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, Savannah, if you listen, well, I know you're listening. He definitely got your message, and I want to let y'all know. Listen, we will definitely be continuing to play Mr. Calvin's music right here on the Cave Radio Show. Not only on my show, but we definitely is going to be playing it all over our shows, man. You have some incredible music. One last thing I want to, yes, sir. Yes, sir. One last thing I want to ask you, want to get you to do for the people that's listening. What advice? What motivation? What if you can give? If you can speak a word into somebody right now, I'll give you that platform to do that, sir.
Man, I do have some advice. I really appreciate you, bro, by the way. And when I jumped on here,
yes,
I heard Cocoa Butter Kisses being played. So shout
out to my
family. Because the background singers, that's my aunt, my cousin, my grandmother, and my little cousin singing in the background.
Wow.
So it was dope to hear them on the radio. But if I could give you some tips and advice, I would say all the world's a stage, and you're either pulling strings, running the show, or running your mouth. But do whatever makes you happy.
Wow. I love it, man. I love it. Listen, I want to play this song. It's called Hold On. And before I play that song, I want you to tell us a little bit about it. And I want to play that song, man, as we get ready to end the show. I want to play that song. But if you want to tell us about it, and then afterwards, after that, we always pray out on our shows. So once you get done with that, I pray out, and then we're going to play Hold On.
Hold On. Man, I was sitting in my car a couple of years ago, and I came across this beat on YouTube. And I knew I had to do something with it. But I immediately started to write this song, which was Hold On. But I sat on that song for some months. And when the Ahmaud Arbery tragedy happened, and then George Floyd, and I, you know, it was the first time I got to see, like, oh, man, we're having riots and they're burning the police precincts and all this, that, I said, it's time to release this song, because Hold On is literally a message to the world, whether you black, white, brown, yellow, green, orange, whatever it is, whether you feel like, you know, you ain't know how you're going to make it to see the next month with bills, whatever it is, mothers, fathers, kids, who are the future, just a message saying, hold on. You'll find your way, fellas, kids, you're king of holy ground. And if the world continues to mistreat us the way that it does, we gonna burn something up. And that's already happened. It is happening. So, message to the legal system, you know, it's changing, it's evolving. But we're seeing, you know, a bigger revolt, you know, from our people when things happen to us. Yeah, we got to get it right, get it together, or we're going to tear this up. And when I say we, I mean everybody, not just black people. We're going to tear something up. So we got to get it right. And that's why I started it off with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. And Malcolm X said, if a man don't want to clean up his house, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn to the ground. And you think about that and look at what's happening, what's going on, and you see homes are getting burned to the ground when we ain't getting it right. So, you know, I love everybody. I want us to be great. And because we don't want our stuff to get burned to the ground, let's work to make this a better place for everybody to live, man, and learn and respect each other and love each other. And just, you know, keep your head up, everybody who's going through every day with a struggle, whether you black, indifferent, whatever. Just keep your head up, and you can do it. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you for being on the Cave Radio Show, right on We Talk Radio Network. It's been an honor and a pleasure to do this interview with you, man, and I enjoyed every bit of it. And you are definitely more than welcome to come back anytime, man. I'm here every Saturday. If you want to just call in and just, you know, hang out in the cave with the rest of the cave men, man, you're more than welcome.
Much love, bro. Much love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank everybody for tuning in. This is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is boy T. Smiley. and with the incredible Calvin Kosher, and we just excited again for being here today. As we always do, we pray out. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to be listening to Hold On. So without any further ado, Father God, we just thank you for just waking us up this morning, God, to a day that wasn't promised to us, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for just being God. We thank you, and God, we praise you, God, Father God, for just protecting us all throughout the week, God. We know this pandemic is going on, God, but we thank you for just covering us, God, covering our minds, covering our hearts, covering our families, God. We ask that you just continue to be with us as we go throughout the rest of our day. We ask that you just continue to bless us, God, bless our families, God, bless, touch the bereaved, God, touch their hearts, God. We know that, you know, losing loved ones and things like that is definitely difficult and tough, God, but we thank you and praise you for just being God and being in control and knowing that you do things well. And so, Father God, we just thank you and we praise you again. And we ask that you just continue to be with us throughout the rest of the day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So without further ado, this is Hold On by Mr. Calvin Kosher. Y'all have a great weekend and great day. This is your boy T. Smiley of the Cave Radio Show, and We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Have a good day.
The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges.
Let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house.
It should catch on fire and burn down.
Now I lay me down to pray, God, I don't see heaven before my time. Satan is a lie. Life is what we make it. Some people take it. Change is coming. Just hold on, little girl. This is your world. Hold on, little babe. This is your day. Hold on, little boy. You don't have to fall. Yeah. Hear what I told ya. Mama, I'm a soldier, living la vida loca. Pray I make it home alive. It's crazy, baby had a baby lying on the pavement, bang bang, you shot him down. Dala dala gon' get you far, but dala dala don't. Gonna cause a war.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.